this episode of Counting Cars. Thanks for stopping, man. Just a cool scoot.
Yeah.
Shovelhead's 40. What year is it?
76.
Would you ever consider selling this bike?
Price is right.
We've been planning this big car show for weeks. Some of Vegas's coolest cars and bikes are right here. Just hoping we can cap off this with a sweet deal.
Dude, this got to be a 68 or 9 Firebird. You got to get this guy to pull over.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever done, bro.
Yo, dude, nice car. Can you pull over? Freaking kidding me?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow. What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. I've been thinking for a long time about having a big car show at my club van. Car shows are a great way to get all the local car junkies together. Plus, it's a great way to meet new potential customers. Brooklyn's my man that runs Vamp for me, and I'd really like him to take point on doing this car show, but he's not exactly a car guy. So today, I'm gonna see if I can't change that. Brooklyn, my brother, come here, man. Hop in for a second. What's happening?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Well, I just wanted to just chat with you for a second. Do you see where your seatbelt is?
Why do I need seatbelts, bro?
Dude, what the f***?
Are you freaking kidding me?
What are you doing, bro?
We're car shopping.
Car shopping.
Right.
I'm a restaurant guy. I'm not a car guy.
That's why I'm taking you out. I wanted to get you out of the club for a minute.
But, bro, I don't have time for this, bro.
Not going back to the club. We gotta find the right car.
This is what you do. You go around, driving around, don't know what you're looking for, but you just keep going through neighborhoods?
Pretty much. Well, dude, there we go right there. Dude, that is an old Firebird.
That's gotta be a 68 or 9. Dude, you gotta get this guy to pull over.
How the hell am I supposed to get him to pull over?
Just talk to him out the window.
See, we'll pull over for a couple minutes.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever done, bro.
Yo, dude! Nice car!
Oh, thanks.
Can you pull over?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Come on, man. Pull over.
No, you gotta ask nicer than that.
I did ask nicer. I said, hey, bro, nice car.
You're like, hey, dude, pull over.
What do you want me to tell him, bro?
We're car guys. We really like your car. You got a couple minutes? Try again. Real nice.
Dude! We're car guys. I like your car. Can you pull over so we can check it out, man?
Five minutes.
Five minutes, bro.
I haven't seen one in years.
I haven't seen one of these cars in like 20 years, bro. Come on, man.
Are you kidding me?
Brooklyn, that's a lost cause, man. He ain't a car guy. He is a club guy. So I'm just going to let him do what he does right. And I'll make this show a success without him. And first thing tomorrow, I'm gonna get out on the road with my best car hunting buddy, and we're gonna see what we can find. Maybe that Firebird.
Get me out of here. Back to van.
Yeah. So what's been happening, man? I feel like I haven't seen you in a month, in 2 days.
Well, I've been knee-deep in paperwork.
Is that what it is?
Look how clean my hands are. Yeah, I've got no grease on my hands.
Maybe you have some cheeseburger grease on your hands.
That's all I got.
Check that out.
What is that?
That's actually an old Shovelhead Sporty.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? There's a quick flip for you right there. That thing right there would make such a cool little chop, man.
Yeah.
You know, like really cut down in there,
right.
Man.
Right.
Let's catch up and pull this guy over.
Okay.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
What's up, man?
It's a nice scoop, bro. Old school.
Yeah.
You interested in selling that?
You got a couple minutes?
I gotta go.
We're bike guys. We just want to talk. We're interested in talking to you about your bike. You just don't see them too often. Just a couple minutes. Just to look at it?
All right.
Just pull over wherever you're comfortable.
He's pulling over.
You're a much better driving partner than Brooklyn.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Let's see what we can't do here, man.
Let's see if he's at least willing. It's a good-looking bike, man. How you doing, bro?
Thanks for stopping, man. I'm Danny. This is my partner, Kevin.
We're car guys. We're bike guys. I own a shop here in Vegas called Counts Customs. We build motorcycles. We build hot rods. We build all kinds of stuff.
Kevin.
Frank, it's nice to meet you. I'm Danny.
Just a cool scoot.
Yeah.
The Shovelhead Sporty. What year is it?
76.
76.
All right.
That's a pretty good-looking bike. This 1976 Shovelhead motorcycle is from what is called the AMF era of Harley-Davidson. In 1969, the American Machine Foundry, best known as a sporting goods manufacturer, saved Harley-Davidson from possible bankruptcy by purchasing the company outright. Harley bought the company back in 1981. While most view the AMF years as a rather inglorious time in Harley's history, collectors are giving bikes from this era a second look in hopes of acquiring a genuine Harley-Davidson at a discounted price.
How long have you had her?
I've had a few years. Actually, yeah. Got divorced and I kept that, you know, so.
A parting gift?
I'm happy now.
Is everything original on there?
I got different gas tank on.
Yeah.
Electric start.
Nice.
But other than that, yeah.
It sounded like it was running pretty smooth.
Yeah, it's fun to ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like your bike, brother, I must admit.
Thanks.
And I appreciate you pulling over
yeah,
and letting
it's
us,
kind of
you know,
weird, but yeah.
We didn't mean to scare you.
Yeah, you don't see us pulling over that scooter. No way, man. No way, man. Restoring and flipping bikes, it's a tricky business. Unlike cars, most guys want a custom bike built from the ground up just for them. Not necessarily something that's built for somebody else. I don't do it often, but I'm looking at this Harley and I'm thinking to myself, if I could get this thing for a good price, I could cut her up, turn her into a cool, badass ride, and flip her for a pretty penny.
Well, Frank, I gotta ask you a question. Would you ever consider selling this bike?
Whose merch is this?
Oh, Chris, what's happening, brother? Good to see you, man.
This is gorgeous.
This is perfect.
This fell from heaven.
I'll say it did. Is this something that you would ever want to sell?
Oh.
Well, Frank, I gotta ask you a question. Would you ever consider selling this bike?
Price is right, yeah. You know.
Kevin and I pulled over this sweet 1976 Harley-Davidson Sportster, and I'm thinking I could turn this thing into a classic old-school chop and maybe turn a profit of close to $8,000 to the right buyer. Of course, this whole plan ain't gonna come together unless I can talk Frank into letting this baby go.
What are you thinking?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to come off as insulting or wrong. I've seen old sporties go cheap. I've seen them go expensive. You just, you never know.
Yeah.
So they're kind of all over the place. So I'm just going to toss something out, and you tell me if I'm even in the general vicinity. I could give you like $3,500 cash, $100 bills for it right now.
Huh. Yeah.
Is it even in the ballpark?
Nah, it's kind of low. You know?
What would you think? What would you think?
Maybe like $7,500, something like that.
About 75?
Yeah, I don't need to get rid of it, but,
yeah.
You know. Right.
That's a little high for me.
Can you come up a little bit, or?
Can you come closer to 45?
I did 55. I can probably do.
I think that's fair.
Yeah?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll go 55.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Done deal,
all
man.
Right.
I'm glad you stopped.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Needless to say, I'm glad I got this bike. It's always a risk buying an old bike to flip. The market can be kind of small, but at $5,500, I got some room to play with this thing. And I got some great ideas on how to chop this thing up and turn it into an old school classic short chop. I bet you I get somewhere between 14 and 15 grand for this bike. I can't wait to get back to the shop, get with my man Shannon, and get to work.
Listen to that sounds nice.
This thing runs great, man. It's a lot of my favorite money. Car show is coming up soon, so I've got Rolly detailing all my cars so they shine like diamonds in the van parking lot. Meanwhile, the Harley I just bought is over at the shop, and I got Shannon getting started to work on her. Not too sure he's exactly understanding the plans I've got for this bike, so I'm going to the bike shop and make sure we're all on the same page.
We're just leaving her as she is, right? I'm changing, like, the handlebars and maybe
the paint job? Well, we're definitely painting it, for sure.
Okay.
Here's the object of the game behind this bike. I just kind of wanted to make a little rigid chop out of this thing.
I thought we were just going to put it on the showroom floor and put a tag on it.
I think we can do a lot better if we put more of our stank on it, so to speak, and rigid this thing out. little hardtail.
Now, Shannon wants to keep this bike pretty much as is, and I want to make some changes and not just paint. I want to lose that swing arm suspension and give this thing a lower, meaner stance. If I play my cards right, I could flip this Harley for an up to $8,000 profit. Now I just got to convince Shannon.
Hardtail? Look at this thing. It's like it's done.
She's rigid. We got to get rid of all this back here.
Shannon, you rang?
Yeah, man.
Ryan, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, boss? You know I'm one for cutting stuff up, right?
Right.
Well, the boss man came in here, and I'm trying to explain to him how cool this bike is if we just change the bars and a paint job.
What you're saying is don't cut this.
Why not? I mean, why would it?
And you say cut it?
Oh, I say cut it.
I say cut it.
I agree.
You don't want to cut this up?
No. Not at all.
It's like a pogo stick.
It shouldn't be cut at all. I took this thing for a ride when it first came in.
Yeah.
It ran good, didn't it? There wasn't anything wrong with it.
I know.
For an Ironhead Sportster, this thing moves, man.
Like a drag bike? Cut it up and make it look like a drag bike. That's perfect. It's guaranteed sell it if you cut it.
That's good.
Guaranteed.
So cool.
Well, I hope you guys got a buyer for this thing.
We will.
There's no going back.
No. We don't want to. We're great.
All right.
We're great.
Cut it. We got this thing for a quick flip. Cutting and welding this hardtail on, it's adding labor and time. I hope these guys know what they're doing, because once I cut that damn thing up, it's done. You guys are sure?
Cut it, baby.
Yeah. There we go. Perfect.
You guys might want to leave so I can finish it up.
All right. I know Shannon didn't want to go the same route I did on this project, and he and I were usually on the same page with bikes. I'm hoping this thing turns out amazing and we flip her for a huge profit, because I made the call to chop this thing up, and I know that's a big gamble, but I got no problem with that.
It's going to be a beautiful bike.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Hey, can I come and bug you when you start painting it?
Anytime you want.
Awesome.
Keep cutting, brother.
Hey, yeah. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah,
but,
what we got?
We got a buyer.
Oh, seriously?
Ryan's in the back with him.
Let's go do a little business.
Kev! We'll park here on the end.
No.
I'll be right back there.
No, I can't. I got to leave that space. I got a special vehicle going right there.
I'm not feeling the count's love.
Today's the big day. We've been planning this big car show at my club, Vamp, for weeks. And typical me, I gotta improvise at the last minute and make it both a motorcycle and a car show. I am psyched to see who comes out on this beautiful day to show off their favorite prize possessions.
Just pull up here on the right and stop right up here on the right side. If you want to go around, park right there facing this way.
The turnout so far is amazing. Some of Vegas's coolest cars and bikes are right here. Tons of motorcycles, choppers, hot rods and muscle cars and sleds and vans and a lot of cool rat rods too, man. I want to look at some of these rides, man. I want to see this Merc over here, man. Whose Merc is this, man?
I don't know.
Dude, don't. Joanne, what's up, darling? How are you, darling? Nice to see you. This is yours?
This is mine.
This is yours.
This is you.
This is. Oh, Chris, what's happening, brother? Good to see you, man. This is gorgeous.
This is perfect.
This fell from heaven.
I'll say it did. What year is this?
56.
It drives amazing.
It's just beautiful. Beautiful.
It took 60 years to look this good.
Tell me this. What'd you pay for it?
That's not happening. He won't tell me what he really paid for it.
Because he's a smart man.
Who said it was for sale?
I know. I already know it's not. But if you do ever get sick of it, holler.
Yeah.
I'm going to wander around. That thing's beautiful.
Take care.
Good to see you again.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man? Good to see you, man.
Good.
I'm doing great. Man, the car is just gorgeous as usual. The guys over at Hogue Motorsports are insane. They build the coolest rat rods on the planet. These things look like they're from another world. I just love what these guys do. Talk to me. What's the story?
We got this car out of Oklahoma 4 days ago. It didn't drive or run.
They showed up to my shop with nothing, and I'm like, it's like, dude, we gotta drive it on Friday.
Yeah.
See what we can do.
Yeah. Man. We were up till 4 o'clock every morning.
Really?
You know how it is.
Yeah. Made it happen, though.
Oh yeah, man. It's beautiful.
Last night was the first time I drove it.
Yeah.
Drove it a few miles, make sure it didn't overheat.
Love it. Love it. Dude, she's cool as all get out, man.
What do you think of that gas tank?
I love the gas tank.
Old military bomb.
You ain't getting very far, are you?
6.5 gallons.
6.5 gallons? That's enough.
You got something else, too.
Yeah, what you got?
You'll see it.
Is it over there by your Ford?
Yeah.
I'm going over there and see what you're hiding.
Right, bro.
I know you're always bringing something cool around. And these cats always amaze me. That rat rod, one of the coolest ones I've ever seen. I can't wait to see what else these guys brought.
Check it out, man. We got the diesel today.
No way, dude. You are out of your mind. What is the deal here?
It's a 49 Dodge cab sitting on an 89 Dodge chassis. Custom hitch, custom tanks, custom exhaust, custom wheels, custom transmission.
No way. Nobody's got a truck like this. Nice, man. You can drive it every day.
Every day.
Right.
Oh. Now we're driving on the freeway. He's like, hey, we got to go slow because it wobbles on the freeway.
I wobbles on the freeway? What's up,
man? I'm following behind. I'm doing 80.
Yeah, 80, it smooths out for sure.
How you doing, bro? Good to see you, man. Hey, sorry to bother you,
We
got a buyer for that 76 Sporty.
And, seriously?
Ryan's in the back with him.
Okay, well, let's go.
When you get a second.
Hey, gentlemen, congrats on a great ride, man.
We'll see you later on the night.
Thank you, my brother. Enjoy. You know, I really wasn't planning on selling anything here at this car show, but I did bring that 76 Harley to show off with the rest of the bikes around back, and wouldn't you know it, I already got a bike. Here's hoping it's a big one. Fellas. Marty, my brother.
Good to see you.
You gotta be kidding me.
So I guess the big question is, since we're family and all.
Talk to me, brother. What you got in mind?
Seven-ish.
Hey, sorry to bother you,
We
got a buyer for that 76 Sporty.
Seriously?
Ryan's in the back with him.
Okay, well, screw
just
the
need, when you get a sec.
The Big Counts Customs Car Show at Vamped is a huge success. Some of Vegas's coolest cars are right here, and there are some beautiful bikes here as well. I brought the classic Harley we just fixed up here to see what people thought of it, and wouldn't you know, somebody wants to buy her, and I don't blame them. Shannon went to town on this thing, turning that old-school swing arm frame into a lean, mean, rigid chopper. Ryan did a simple metal flake paint job to keep it neutral so that the paint could be customized into anything that the future buyer may want. This bike came out stunning. Just hoping we can cap off this beautiful day with a sweet deal.
Fellas.
Marty, my brother.
Is that the buyer?
We know each other.
Good to see you.
Ryan, you got to know, man. Marty and I go back 18 years.
I don't know. I just got
way back.
And Marty's an old school riding buddy from back in the day. And to find out that he's the cat interested in the bike just makes it that much cooler. So you're looking at her.
I'm looking at it.
Well, check her out.
This is beautiful.
It's a numbers matching Harley. It was a swing arm bike when we got her. Shannon did the rigid himself at the shop. So you know it's straight. You know it's correct.
It's got that hardcore, nasty, bar hopping look.
Exactly. Yeah. This 76 Sporty was built with an old school hardcore biker in mind. We put built well handlebars, risers, seat and springs on it. We replaced the front wheel and tire with a 21 inch, added an alien fuel tank, custom headlight and mounts, and we got rid of the swing arm and rear suspension altogether and welded on an old school hardtail setup for that low, slung, lean and mean hardcore look. As far as I'm concerned, I'd roll this bike every day the way she sits right now. I think she's cool. What do you think, brother?
I'm looking at it not necessarily for myself. I'm looking at it for Braxton.
Oh, you're kidding me.
He's graduating high school, believe it or not, this year.
No way. Doesn't it make you feel nice and old?
Dude, it makes me nice and old and proud the fact that he's graduating high school and he's actually moving on to college. So really, that really makes me feel
good. Bro, congratulations on that.
He is a great kid. Yeah. And then going back to, I got my first bike right out of high school, and I remember the, you know, the freedom and how fun it felt and just getting out there in the wind. And even though he's young, he likes the old school look. Just like his dad, and
amen.
This is right up his alley. It's clean, it's the iron head motor, which is appropriate because he's 18 and he's got an iron head. I can't tell him nothing. So it's appropriate, the motor fits. So I guess the big question is, since we're family and all, and he is going away to college, Pops is gonna have to flip the bill for that.
Come on, talk to me, brother. What you got in mind?
I don't know, I'm thinking, Seven-ish.
Dude, we're family. You just cut me off at the knees. I was hoping to get 13 out of it.
13?
Yeah. She's like new money. Honestly, I was hoping to sell this bike for around 15 grand. Marty's family, so he's going to get the discount. But we got to make something for all the time and work we put into this thing.
You got to come up, bro. You got to come up.
And you know we'll always take care of it for you. You know, she's got problems.
Well, so I got the Counts Customs bumper to bumper.
The warranty.
Warranty. How about 9?
Oh, we're getting warmer.
Getting warmer.
I tell you what, at 11, I'll throw in some Orion's time to personalize on that paint. Are we on?
We're on.
11.
All right, brother.
Man, staying in the family,
that's
too.
That's right. We'll keep it in the family. Yeah.
Have a seat, man. At least try it on.
I'm going to try it.
At least try it on. See if it fits. Uh-huh. See the smile?
Everything's right there.
Braxton's getting a watch, I think.
Braxton's getting a watch
for graduation.
Today has been absolutely amazing. This car show turned out better than I ever thought it would be. We saw some cool rat rods, hot rods, muscle cars, choppers, motorcycles, met some great people, and some new potential customers for sure. Selling this 76 Harley, well, that was just icing on the cake. Yeah, I would have liked to make a little bit bigger profit on it, but in the end, it went to family. To me, that's a win-win any way you look at it.
That's a cool bike.